Well, that's my privilege. So, Duchess, lords, ladies, I give you the bride and groom.
Get your bleeding hands off me!
Keep your flaming voice down, they'll hear you inside.
Don't you tell me what to do. My business is with Lord Robert, not the Ardelb. Just tell him Flora Miller's here.
I'm telling you, his lordship left strict instructions. He wasn't to be let in. He's got better things to do.
Oh, yes, I bet he has. With his little American slut. When I get my hands on her, she'll wish she stayed at home.
Right, that's it.
Ow!
Now, you listen to me. If you're not two streets away from this house in the next 30 seconds, I'll have you in the hands of the law faster than you can blink. Understand?
Oh, you're breaking me arm. All right, I'm going. But you can tell your precious Lord Robert and his new lady wife that they haven't heard the last of this. Not by a long chalk.
The bride and groom.
The bride and groom.
On behalf of Lady Robert and myself, thank you.
I still fail to understand, Mr. Doran, why this wedding was such a very small affair.
Well, it wasn't my idea, Duchess. I wanted the whole works.
Really, Mother, we've been over all this. We wanted a quiet, unobtrusive little ceremony.
Unobtrusive?
Intimate, if you prefer. That's what we both wanted. Isn't that so, my dear? Hattie?
I'm sorry. Please excuse me.
What extraordinary behavior. Is the child unwell?
Well, she was fine this morning, happy as a sandboy. More champagne, Duchess?
Hattie, this is ridiculous. I know perfectly well that you can hear me. Open this door at once. This has gone on for quite long enough. You're being insufferably rude. Very well. I'm coming in. Now, look here. What the devil?
Oh, God.
Excuse me, love. Are you all right?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Chin up, then.
Keep smiling.
Well, well. Look what the cat dragged in.
For you? Or do I mean the Lord?
What do you want? I want you, my lady. You and me are going somewhere quiet.
I'm sorry, Lord Robert, Mr. Durant. The whole staff's been out, but we can't find anybody who saw her ladyship after she left the house.
How far did you check?
Oh, 3 blocks in every direction.
So, now half of London knows she's missing.
Don't be ridiculous, St. Simon.
We were discreet, my lord.
All right, all right. Well, you got any other ideas?
I say we should simply wait. Whatever ridiculous game this is, she'll tire of it before long.
Game? We waited far too long as it is. Jenkins, I want you to go
with... No! Doran, I'm telling you, that is not the best way.
This is unbelievable. My daughter's missing and all you're concerned about is hushing the whole thing up. Well, you can forget it. I'm sending for the police.
This is ridiculous. Yes? Well?
Inspector Giles Lestrade, my lord.
About damn time. Sherman in, Hardwick.
My lord, this way, sir.
Thank you. Lord Robert, I'm sorry
what
to have kept you waiting.
What do you mean by keeping me a prisoner in here, Lestrade?
Yes, I'm sorry about that, sir. But it is the normal procedure. We have to see everyone separately. I'm sure you understand.
I do not. I shall be speaking to your superiors.
Very good, sir. Now, if you wouldn't mind answering a few questions, I'd be most...
Are you implying that I'm somehow involved in this ridiculous joke?
Joke, my lord? Mr. Doran is extremely concerned about his daughter.
Mr. Doran is...
Yes, sir?
Mr. Doran is an excitable individual with an overdeveloped imagination. Lady Robert is playing some sort of practical joke, nothing more.
Fond of jokes, is she, sir?
Look, Lestrade, All I require of you is that you organize a discreet search for my wife and bring her back here as quickly and as quietly as you can.
Believe me, Lord Robert, that's exactly what I'd like to do.
Then get on with it, ma'am. And discreetly, do you hear? I don't want...